Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Chomp time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
As I embark on a day long of sweating out some golf bets in the St. Jude's Classic, guys who I thought would make the cut now might not make the cut. Will Zalatoris, good morning. What's going on, Chime Time? How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mutt. How are you today?
Will Zalatoris right now, according to Data Golf, has a only 55% chance to make the cut. So I'm not thrilled right
that's,
now. So.
That's not great.
Didn't expect Friday, August 13th or 12th to be sitting here just sweating my golf balls away, but that's what we're going to be doing here. That's my Friday in a nutshell. How are you doing today, Shime Time?
I'm good. You know, I'm hanging in there. My show is done. I am done for the weekend. I'm a happy boy.
That's what I like to hear. Let's start with the preseason last night. You did a radio show 4 hours today. Like, what do you pull out of last night's game? What are the talking points off a game where it was Brian Hoyer and Bailey Zappe and really nothing else last night for the Patriots?
Yeah,
you go first.
I guess the big thing is that, to me, the offensive line didn't look great. I think some of the criticism of the offense in general was a little overblown, to the Patriots' credit. I think they did okay last night. Did they do great? No, but they also weren't as bad of a dumpster fire as I thought they would be. But for me, the big takeaway is more so not even just the football aspect of it, like the actual game played, but the fact that their freaking play calling is being split up between two guys. What are we doing? First of all, neither one of these guys has ever called offensive plays in general.
True.
So with that, you would think that one of them should be getting all of the reps so that they maximize the practice they have before getting to the regular season. Instead, you have them splitting duties. What in the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, that was my big takeaway. And then, you know, Belichick postgame was just a dink. I'm not sure how else to explain it. There's a way you can handle it. Is Phil Perry trying to ask those questions, and he just wanted no part of it. You know, as if you're Steve Burton and you're his buddy, you get a birthday wish if you're a football reporter trying to do your job and figure out what's the plan here, what's the process. You know, you get sort of nothing. I'm glad Tyquan Thornton looks like he's actually able to play. There's certainly better vibes than what you got from N'Keal Harry early on in the process there. So maybe a rookie wide receiver that can make an impact. I liked a couple of plays Josh Uche made early when he was out there. It's the Josh Uche we've been promised. But other than that, how about Kenny Golladay being forced to play? I mean, what happened to Kenny Golladay? That guy stinks now. How is he playing in a preseason game where no one else is playing?
He's a $71 million receiver.
He was good. He was good at some point, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought
so. Was that
so.
All Matt Stafford?
It might have been Matt Stafford.
Is Stafford the wide receiver maker?
He might be. I mean, he made Cooper Kupp the best receiver in football. He made Odell Beckham good again. He made Calvin Johnson. Maybe he made Kenny Golladay. Maybe people who are underrating Matt Stafford because he was in the dirt hole that is Detroit need to reevaluate, and maybe Matt Stafford is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Who knows?
Yeah, nothing changed my opinion, Sean. I'm sure you we're sort of biased. We came into it the same way, that we don't think the Patriots are going to be great this year. I don't think either one of us thinks they're a playoff team this year. We're going to be talking about this on BetQL weekend, teams that made the playoffs a year ago that we want to bet against making the playoffs this year, and the Patriots are still on my list.
They would be at the, towards the top of my list of those teams.
They would be up there for me, as with the Titans maybe. I'm not sure the Titans are going to bounce back.
I am with you on that as well.
So I no real takeaways for me other than, you know, Bill being Bill and not helping the guys out at all post-game. They're trying to figure out what in God's name he's doing. What, you think any NFL team has ever done this? Like, just...
They haven't. That's the thing.
One guy calling the plays for the veteran, one guy calling the plays for the young quarterback. I mean, it's kind
Nobody has two play callers. Like, yes, you have a backup play caller in case of an emergency, but when it comes to preseason and regular season games, there aren't two guys making the play calls in one game. It doesn't happen.
So, when is their next preseason game?
Next Friday, I believe.
Oh, prime time.
In Carolina. I know they're against Carolina because they're doing joint practices Tuesday.
Oh, that's the other thing. Oh, that's a great... I'm glad you said that, Shime. Like, the highway robbery that was already NFL preseason has become even worse because these teams, yep, next Friday, I believe, on the NFL Network in prime time at 7 o'clock. It says home against the Panthers.
Oh, there you go. Perfect home.
Let's take a two. Awesome. Congrats, Patriot fans. You paid for two preseason games this year on your schedule. Now these teams and coaches like Bill, like it's already the biggest farce that you have to pay a regular season price for a preseason football game. They include it as part of your season ticket package. They call it a game. Now these coaches are admitting, and Belichick included, they care more about practices, Shime. They knew about the actual games. So it's just, if I were a politician, I would be like out there on the podium, be like, I want to challenge the NFL. Fans should not be paying regularly season price. And I would win.
There should be one preseason game. If practice matters more than preseason games,
shouldn't pay for them.
One preseason game. And yeah, and it should be dirt cheap. They should be free. Like, it's so stupid. I don't know.
Really grinds my gears.
Yes, it does. I agree with you, Mutt.
Grinds my gears. As far as the baseball went last night, legit good win. I gotta admit, I was way more into the baseball last night than I was the football. Red Sox were up 3-0. They allowed 3 runs in the 6th. You thought, okay, this is where their season really does sort of come to an end this weekend with the Orioles and 3 against the Yankees. Eric Hosmer, RBI. Matt Barnes looks good. John Schreiber, couple inning save. Red Sox win. They blow up my bet, but a little life for the Red Sox last night at Fenway Park, Sean.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I didn't expect it. I just expected them to fold over and die, and they didn't. To their credit, they won, and now they get to face the Yankees in a weekend series.
It is Nate Evaldi and Domingo Germán tonight. Germán missed the first 3.5 months of the season thanks to an arm injury. He's come back and not been good. His ERA is in the 5s, but should be noted, he's got a little reverse split action going, does the right-hander Domingo Germán. He's worse against righties than he is against lefties. I wanted to tell you that my bet was going to be total bases on my new favorite Red Sox first baseman, Eric Hosmer, but they posted it half a total base. So I'm not going to lay the 200 to do it. I wish it was a 1.5. They won't do it. So I'll tell you, I like Alex Verdugo for total bases tonight. Over 1.5 plus 120. He'll be my player prop for this podcast, and I will also use him as a player prop on the show tonight. I like Tommy Pham as of late. We like
Eric
Cosmer.
Hey, that's mine.
I like the cut of his jib. I'm not saying I'm betting him.
Well,
I am. That,
my player prop today is Tommy Pham over 1.5 total bases. Guy's been hot. Get it at plus 120. I will take it. I think he has, hits in 7 of 9 games since he joined the Red Sox.
Had a big hit last night again, yeah.
I am into Tommy Pham here at plus 120 for over 1.5.
We'll see. We'll see what we get to here. By the way, Yankees and Red Sox, the Yankees are 7-13 since the All-Star break. So it's not like they're kicking ass right now.
1-7 in their last 8? Yeah. I think that's why, too, I immediately went to player props instead of trying to bet this game, because the Red Sox just stopped a 4-game skid with a win last night.
Yep.
Good for them. Yay. And then the Yankees are 1-7 in their last 8. So I'm like, I don't trust either of these teams at the moment. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just go to a player prop.
And I we'll talk about the pregame. Like, there's just no I'd love to say, like, oh, there's momentum there.
But no buzz.
But if Nate Eovaldi goes out there and gets rocked in the second inning, the momentum of last night doesn't matter. So momentum in baseball is really not a thing. But the new guys are performing well. Matt Barnes looked good last night. Maybe, just maybe, some positive things to build on for the team going forward. What else, Chris Shimes, you head into what looks like to be an awesome, awesome weekend here in New England?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the weekend. Going to get some golf in, going to get some rest and relaxation in.
You deserve it.
Girlfriend's got a hockey tournament, so I'll be attending that. It's good,
really?
Good stuff, yeah.
Where's the tournament?
Just Haverhill, not too far away.
That's not too far.
No.
Yeah, very low-key weekend at our end as well.
My guy Saheath, though, I'll take that.
Thiegs is playing well.
Yep, one stroke back, I'll take it.
My guy Feeling Will good. Zalatoris is not playing well. Let me check, as we've talked here for a few minutes. He is 1-under through 4. Oh, his cut percentage went from 55% down to 53%. Gonna need some birdies here, Will. They're playing, and this is also a minor annoyance. It is hurting some of the more talented golfers out there today, because what they've done for a second straight day is preferred lies and, I believe, lift, clean, and play. So it's allowing guys that maybe not be great to get some really nice approach shots. So it level out the playing field a little bit. We'll see how it affects the weekend. I don't think that guys like Siwoo Kim and J.J. Spawn, who went 8-under yesterday, are going to go 8-under today. But as I say that, Emiliano Grillo is 4-under through 6. Danny McCarthy, 3-under through 7. So there is some scoring out there, but it's not quite as dramatic as it was yesterday. But I'll be invested in the St. Jude, both thanks to some bets I made, some DK lineups, and about a million underdog playoff teams I drafted for the playoffs. Subscribe to the podcast, folks. You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, and the Odyssey app. I'm going to be around this weekend, Shime, so I'm available to hop on and
we'll be
Saturday, Sunday pods this weekend.
Yep.
I'll be available as I sweat the golf. Go ahead.
I will be able Sunday if we do it early. Otherwise, Sunday may go without a pod, but we will definitely have one tomorrow. That I can guarantee you.
How early Sunday are you looking at?
Like 7:30?
No shot.
All right, then there you go. We got a pod tomorrow, and then we have Sunday off.
We will get you on Saturday. Won't help you out on Sunday. We'll have some Red Sox Yankees talk about tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on the NFL. We may have to address this Kevin Durant stuff. The report today saying that the Celtics keep saying no about certain guys they'll include. I'm going to stump for a little Kevin Durant tomorrow.
Cool.
On the podcast, Chris Shime. Enjoy your Friday, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Matt. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.